So, if you don't know, it's fucking snowing its ass off outside.
It's the second coming.
Because winter is coming, which means cousin's birthdays are getting very close.
They're vastly approaching.
Vastly. Cousin.
Yes.
How was your weekend?
Busy, full, but easy. Mm. Getting money.
Getting money. yeah.
Getting money.
Money. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be sitting real nice in the summertime.
That's what's up. We like sitting nice.
Yes.
We do not like to sit uncomfortable.
No, man, we've been uncomfortable long enough.
Right. There's no more just time to take the rocks out of my pillow.
Yeah.
We don't need that anymore. That's what's up.
One day we're gonna be recording this from somewhere in the sky.
As soon as the world isn't trying to kill us.
No, the world not trying to kill me. There's some shit out there. Because me and the world are at peace.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I had caught myself slipping. I let these humans get me sick. But after that, man, me and the world been good. Mm-hmm. When I go out there and I look at the sky, you know, I appreciate everything. Respect the earth.
Okay.
You're smoking too much weed.
I cannot do it. Stupid. So, cousin, thank you for asking me how my week was.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I was finna smoke.
Uh-huh.
You don't give nobody no time in front of the people. Can I use this?
Yeah. Work was lackluster. You know, but you know, it's what I go through every year. But this will be the last year, I can tell you that. On the motherfucking set. But other than that, I mean, shit, I've been chilling. I think I've slept the most of my life yesterday. I think I've slept that long, like that much in a day in a long time.
I might be becoming a lion.
I cannot.
Lions sleep 18 hours a day. Did you know that? Animal fact. We might keep that going.
And you know what? That nigga Walter was supposed to come over yesterday. Yeah, I'm calling you out.
You're lying.
See that? You were supposed to come be on this podcast, and now look at you. Now the people gonna know that you stood up to cousins. Yeah, and they ain't gonna like that.
And you won't be able to stand up ever again. Back in my
head. I arm you.
Cousin three.
Cousin three. Oh, God.
No, I love my brother.
But,
I wouldn't have him come out here and he's nothing. Conditions.
In the elements like this.
We might need some sled dogs. I need to get another dog.
Axe gonna kill him.
They gonna pull my sled.
Well, shut up.
Said my mush. Mush?
Mush. Yo, I said mush. And you said so. Mush!
Mush.
No. He gonna look at your ass like, you get out here and pull your own damn sleigh.
He gonna get in the back of the sleigh with me.
Right.
The blue dog gonna have to pull both of them. Like, sit down. You getting too excited. We said Axe's name too many times.
Oh, damn. That's all good. Axe is also joining us on the podcast, so if you hear a loud barking noise, that'll be him giving his opinion. Yes. Yes, the people know about you. What?
You are weird.
Why are you so close to my face? But yeah, you know, nothing much going on. So, go ahead to bring it to what happened in the world this week. Got a lot of shit going on. You got, hold on, I took some notes on this. So, I wouldn't get to what you need, baby.
These white
castle
napkins
are
hard as
hell. Oh, probably because, I mean, I threw pickles on them last night because... Like them
I'm saying, but that don't make the napkin hard. Pickles don't make the napkin hard.
They was probably wet and then they dried.
Hello.
What the fuck? are you doing? Oh my goodness. I'm like, is somebody coming in the house? We are recording. Have some goddamn decency. So, cousin.
Yes.
The happenings of this week. You got people making hella money in the stock market and people losing hella money in the stock market this week. The fucking stock market was going fucking bananas. Goddamn. There's now a class action lawsuit against Robinhood for being in bed with those hedge fund managers who lost all their money in the fucking stock market. So Robinhood.
Good.
Yes.
What you mean it was in bed?
What I mean is. What I mean is they had some little, you know, little sad, they made some sad deals with these guys. So when everything started going crazy and you got a bunch of regular people like us buying stocks and making all this money, and these hedge funds are like, hey, wait, no. Like, they not supposed to be able to win because we made the game for us to win. So now they can't win. So what do? You stop everybody from playing. Robinhood stopped people.
They took their ball?
Yeah. Robinhood stopped us from making positions for like buying shares in the stocks. Like, they closed it off so people couldn't buy them anymore.
That's crazy. They took their ball and left.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, so we can't hoop no more because y'all don't like how we playing the game. Y'all cheating. But y'all been cheating this whole time.
But this is exactly what y'all was doing. No, it only it's only cheating if y'all do it. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. But we already knew that that's how the world was. We already knew that, so it's no surprising. But hey, if anybody's got some of them AMC stocks, don't sell them.
Right.
Do not sell them. Even though I did see some things that essentially AMC is going bankrupt, and it's really not going to matter. Because at some point, either we're gonna have to sell them, or we're just gonna be forced to get that shit up anyway. Because it's not gonna be any money.
Godzilla's coming out.
Right, goddamn it! I'm going to see motherfucking Godzilla versus King Kong. So, because I saw that trailer, and you know what I want to do? Tear the fucking screen down.
Hell yeah, too, but don't do that because you saw that in your house. No, I think you saw that in my room.
Yeah, so you got the stock market going crazy. Cousin, motherfucking, if y'all don't know, Southern rapper T.I. and his wife Tiny have very, very serious allegations brought against them this week for sex trafficking. And it wasn't just, one or two women. It was about 15. Some of them talk about how it started before they were of age, so which also includes minors. Now, this information came out a couple days ago, and T.I. and Tiny did release a statement 2 days ago, but nothing else pretty much has been said about this from them since. So I don't know if that's because, they taken some legal action and lawyers told them not to say anything or whatever, but that's some real serious shit, cousin. Don't you agree?
I do think that's a very strong allegation, but she has one of my favorite rappers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do that. I don't know, man. I just keep losing my favorite rappers to fucking allegations.
I would love for it to not be true, but at the same time, it's like, oh my God, like, I don't know. It's one of them things.
It's rough for me, man.
Yeah, I know how you feel. That's why when I was like, oh, little cousin, it's not.
T.I. is definitely when I was actively recording music and stuff, definitely an artist that I looked up to. flow and his talent, his technique and all of that stuff, and, you know, looked at him, watched him grow as a person as well as the artist. And it was just like, to hear these allegations, and I'm just like, it's rough. It's rough, man. He's like, he's my hero. Said, man, don't have many people like I look up to and then see like you, he was doing good things and stuff like that, and then it was just like,
but I mean, people always had we all have bad things behind good deeds, so you know, it's,
I mean, we all have our skeletons, so.
that is true, that is very true. So
yeah, when you're bigger, it's just easier for people to get in your closet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially when you have sex with them in your closet right there. I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with it.
I don't know.
But it's just
me.
Uh-huh.
I don't want it to be true. But if it is, I don't know. I don't know if it's an R&B star big enough to make a song with it. I'm sorry.
Fool.
He already used Mary. Mary J. Blige is probably the only one who could get him out of this situation to make a song, and so he can say he's sorry. That's the only thing getting him out.
If Mary J. Blige get T.I. to make a song about him saying he's sorry.
Because that's why he don't never have to go to jail that long. Them numbers just go through the roof.
Well, shut up.
He's like, listen to my song, Judge.
Right.
I learned my lesson. Listen to justice.
As long as he ain't in the goddamn courtroom trying to sing his way
and
out.
I learned my lesson. I've been traveling down this road so long. Too long.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know who he got.
Nobody.
Robin Thicke. Robin Thicke not going to get my lesson. No. Probably going to make it worse.
Yeah, no. You might as well talk about trying to get fucking Iggy Azalea to come out there.
I'm looking for R&B.
Nope. An R&B singer?
An R&B singer that can sing.
Male or female?
It don't matter. It's T.I. We already know T.I. can write the lyrics.
What? Jennifer Hudson?
You know who Sullivan is on the rise too. You got Sullivan.
Kiki White. You gotta get somebody with the voice. But
got the voice right now?
Like I said, like you had it.
Her?
No, she not. But she gotta be older too.
Don't she gotta be older? Justin Timberlake was only, he did that song, got him out of jail. He only had to do a little bit though.
I cannot deal.
Man, he gonna get somebody. He can't get nobody too young.
No, he can't get nobody. But that's what I'm saying.
That's why you gotta stay old, man.
You gotta get an older black woman, or a middle aged to older black woman. And they gotta have
Sky.
Jill.
Josh Stone. She did that song.
You know Josh Stone not black.
Not Josh Stone, what's up?
Angie Stone.
Yeah.
My ass almost said Madeline Stone. That is a good girl.
You said she was white, I'm gonna call her blue. That girl popped right in my face.
I love Josh Stone, though.
Carson Daly era?
Yeah,
that
was the Carson Daly era.
I knew her.
She had that song with Common.
When Common did that diss to Drake,
yes,
and I looked at him,
uh-huh,
and I said, you could rap like this the whole time? The fuck have you been doing?
And trying to save my city. I can't use these words no more.
You've been able to rap like this the whole time?
That's the only Common song I like. And that wasn't even a real song.
I'm like, oh my God, bro, man, you was a fucking animal.
I was like, this is who?
You've been domesticated this whole time I knew you. Upset. You know that little white boy I be showing you on TikTok?
Yes.
Be doing,
yes.
That's how I felt. I wanted to hit his ass with a bunch of British lingo. I've never. So appalled in all my days.
Oh, man. But that's a rough one.
All jokes aside, man, I hope T.I. I hope these allegations put in. Not his, because
in all seriousness, you know, I hope these allegations are put to bed. Not his though. He got too much activity.
Okay. No, I love T.I., man. Man, man, damn, man. Why you all...
It's when men are stupid. Then women are stupid,
but
too.
But it was a tiny.
I had my friend. My friend, I told her, she was like, it was all her wedding. I said, wait a minute, hold on. Because I know you love T.I. That nigga just as fucking guilty.
Oh, man. It's a good thing. But then you fuck this bitch with T.I. I'd be like, I don't want. You gonna fuck
with this. No. No. You can't.
She 45.
What that's supposed to mean?
T.I. only 40.
Oh, really? Really? You just gonna use this information you just learned an hour ago against me in a goddamn argument? Is that what we're doing? Okay. Shut up.
She older than him.
That don't mean shit.
No, it don't. I told you, sit your ass back.
First of all, yeah, like, all he gotta do is hit her on the top of her goddamn head.
She got 100 feet. You remember that push-ups he was doing in that video?
Boy, shut up.
And
you
like,
think...
Type it. Boop.
You
nah, she got the king of the south, man. No, stop playing.
Really? Sit up in that chair. I'm like what you just did. So yeah, not T.I. King of the
South. And then we playing with T.I. for, man. Nah, I fuck with T.I. hard, bro. No homo. I hope this girl, I don't know, man. Because I don't want to say this girl lying or nothing like that. I don't want to say that her allegations. But, why you? It's not going to be a happy ending for nobody.
No. It's like, it's a. Rich people have too much money and not enough
problems. It's crazy.
It's like, why? But see, why you don't have to have this problem? You kept it in your pants.
How do you know he could just fuck the 11 room? Why all his sisters with Molly?
And it's saying like, because if y'all do not know the details of what is going on, apparently they've been accused of drugging multiple women, having threesomes, and also passing the women along to their other friends, celebrity and otherwise, around while they're in a drug state. So while they might have consented with T.I. and Tiny, they pass them on to their friends.
When we say drug, are we talking like they had like some putting their drinks, or they smoked too much, or they did some drugs them while they was there?
So what the allegations say is that in some instances they were given the drugs to do. It was like you couldn't like come, like you couldn't, like if you came over, like you couldn't come in until you did whatever drugs, Molly or
so it was a choice from the beginning
to do the drugs.
Yeah.
And the instances where drugs were given, from what I read, yes. One of the girls, even though she was given the Molly, she did not take it. So she pretended to take it and she didn't take it. I think one person did say that something was put in her drink, but I think there was only one person who said that.
Now, in this situation, if you weren't forced to take the drugs, I don't think that you could place that I was drugged in your situation. If you came over and they said, yo, you can't come in here until you do these drugs, you say, well, I really want to get in there, and you take the drugs, I'm going to be like, yo, that was stupid. Why did you take the drugs?
But, and... I can't remember how many stories, because it was just like every... So, when the one girl who initially spoke out first about what happened with her, I can't remember if she said she did Molly or whatever with them, but it was stated that Tiny is a heavy cocaine user. And also, I think she did do Molly or whatever the case may be. But, like, she said, like, she did it.
We know that people on cocaine go crazy. You ever seen Scarface?
Yeah. Yeah, this is...
Tiny said, you think my man sexy? I love the money.
Well,
that shit up.
T.I. was paying too much attention to the other girl, and Tiny got jealous.
Can I keep it in the buck with you?
Yes.
Tiny not bad. I've seen the girls in T.I. videos, and I'd be like, I
What'd you say? No eye contact. Damn. I know. But yeah.
She had some work done.
Who, Tiny? Yeah. She had her fucking eye color change.
I mean, like, outside of that, like,
she got her ass done. Cause I'm like, all that ass is not hers. Like, some of it, yeah.
I don't know.
But
I don't think I've ever looked at her in that situation.
She's definitely had, like, some type of, like, facelift or something. Cause, like, sometimes her face just looks so tight.
It just looked tight.
But she already had, like, a chunky face.
She was cute.
Like,
they always did. But you already beautiful. Then you are.
Yeah.
The more you know.
I hate you. But yeah, so, and then not just from the first girl, when other people started telling her their stories, it's apparently it's a known fact that Tiny gets jealous. At some point during the threesome, she gets jealous and starts to fight the girl. And then sometimes T.I. steps in and usually is on Tiny's side and attacks the other girl.
Well, I mean, if he don't want that cocaine rage. Get out of here. Maybe he just be pretending.
Not cocaine rage.
Man, that's crazy.
But the one girl was like, no, like, he punched her in the face and choked her out.
I mean, he had to make it look real.
I don't know. He might be on cocaine rage too. I don't know. The shit is crazy. I want it to not be true, but at the end of this, it's not gonna be pretty for either party. So,
I mean, the only thing that's gonna happen is more stuff gonna come out.
Yeah, and it was stated that other rappers be a part of these situations. So. It only take for somebody to drop one name. To drop a name. And then for that name to get out, and then they're going to start coming for them. So, they, like the one girl, she said the name, but the police redacted it. And they said such and such, the rapper, not saying like, if like the rapper is part of their name or it's their name and the girl said like the rapper. So like if I told you James was there and I'd be like, no, James the rapper, you'd be like, oh, okay. If it was a situation like that. So you don't know who it is. You just know it was another rapper.
Somebody with a regular name probably.
Could be. We don't know because they redact the name in the report.
I don't need to be looking, man. Batman, I'm Superman, okay? I'm not none of them DC niggas. I'm Captain America. I don't give a fuck.
Because you gotta get to the truth. And the computer take too long. So, that was, that was that. And then...
Godspeed for T.I., man.
Yeah. Cicely Tyson died.
Don't do that, man. Anytime you be saying somebody died,
guys, listen to that. Cicely Tyson is a black woman actress. She just turned 96. Because she's very old, but she's been acting for a very long time. She essentially plays every middle-aged to older black woman's grandmother or grandma on TV or in movies. You know why I didn't even look it up? That was like, she just,
Was it COVID?
I don't know.
How you say y'all
know? Let's see. Cicely Tyson. That's a... Wait, hold on. It just did nothing. I couldn't even tell you a movie that I know you'd seen her.
Maybe. Nah, I guess. I ain't watched the same movie.
I know, and I'm trying to think of one movie.
None. It's my mom's fault.
Yeah, it's just you don't know one movie. Somebody gonna listen to this and be like, what? He don't
fight
know
me. I bet you won't fight me. You should have seen me on that bag today. You don't want none of that. You don't want none of that smoke. It's all females listening to this.
Yo, it's just real. No cause of death was given.
I'm not scared of y'all, though. I just won't try to
know. I cannot deal with you. Stupid. But yeah, cousin, you've never seen any of her movies.
Have you seen any of her movies?
Yes, I have seen quite a few.
I've seen all of them.
No, I have not seen all of them, but I've seen quite a few. Yeah, she has just celebrated her birthday, and she's like one of those, like Cicely Tyson been old my whole life.
Morgan Freeman.
Betty White.
Betty White.
They was a triangle. Now.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shit, son.
Yeah.
Better because Golden Girls came out when I was growing up.
That was already golden.
Good. Come to find out, Betty White had a life before Golden Girls. She been on TV her whole life.
Yeah.
When I was introduced to Betty White, she was in the. I thought that like that was the beginning of her career. And I like this white lady, funny as hell. I love Betty. Then she was doing all type of crazy shit on TV shows that old white people not supposed to do.
Uh-huh.
And saying old stuff that old white people not supposed to say. Nah, nigga, you just going crazy.
Yeah, but you old, so
but
you can
old,
do that.
So you can do that.
Man, it's like, no, Betty White had a whole TV show before Golden Girls, an actress, been in movies.
Yeah, she was nice, too. Man. Look, the old pictures of Betty White. Yeah. Them old, like, the, what? The 5x15, whatever they call them. My headshot and the
hairshot,
the Betty White headshot.
Yeah, you
so sad.
Like, yo. I cannot.
I was like, yo. Oh my God, I got so many jokes.
Oh,
yeah. I take that one off, yeah.
Oh, I cannot deal with you.
Oh, it's so good, too.
I cannot. All right, let's get out of here. All right. Okay, cousin. You are stranded on a deserted island.
Deserted,
yes. You can take one movie, one CD with 15 songs, and one food to eat forever. Now, if you got a TV and you got music, then everything that come with it.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. I was waiting for that. Sorry. So you have a TV with electricity, you have like a CD player to play music, that's it. Then you have your one food to always have an endless supply of while you're there.
So I can only watch one movie.
You can only watch one movie.
And I can only listen to a CD with 15 songs.
Yep.
And I can only eat one food for the rest of my life.
Why you there?
Is this money? Nobody to talk to.
You can pick one person.
I'm gonna go crazy. No, I'm not gonna bring nobody. This is just getting nobody else to see this bullshit. I don't know what kind of movie. This person hate the movie I pick. It's the only thing gonna keep me sane. And drive this other person crazy. I have to kill this person at the end of the situation. What movie do I want to see? Baby's Day Out.
Really?
Yeah.
Baby's Day Out.
Yeah. That movie is so silly.
I cannot deal with you.
My CD with 15 songs, I'm not going to go down here and name 15 songs that I think I can listen to. I would put some type of playlist together, I guess. That'd be a tough playlist. For the rest of my life, I won't know no more. Can I have Sirius and pick 5 radio stations?
No, nigga.
This food is not organic.
What kind of hell is that? I was like, yeah, this would be a way better question.
Yeah, I'll pick maybe some type of mixtape or something like that.
Okay, well, who would be like, name two artists that will make it to the mixtape.
Definitely G-Unit.
Okay.
Like before they all broke up, like when it was, the game was there.
Original G-Unit.
The full force. Mm-hmm. Cousin. It was mm-hmm. fucked up because it was like the game was the Green Ranger.
Damn.
Because he came in here and fucked them niggas up.
He did.
But he did not come back as the White Ranger.
He did not. Niggas like, nah, I like it over here. I'm gonna stay green.
Stay green over here.
Oh, man.
So I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure that all of those guys will make it on there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All of that whole catalog.
Yeah.
Shit. I'd be all right if I had that. If I had the Shady Aftermath catalog from 1999 to 2020.
Wow. That's solid.
That's heavy. I think I can deal with that. Damn. That's solid. I don't think I'm missing. No, I think I got everything. I mean, Slaughterhouse, a couple Slaughterhouse albums.
Mm-hmm. Food, cousin.
Food, lasagna. Or pizza. I'm like a lasagna pizza.
I cannot. Lasagna
pizza?
Pizzangia.
Oh. That sounds slightly nasty.
Get some of this pizzangia.
That sounds slightly sexual. I need the whole meal.
Okay. You okay? Keep fucking breadsticks.
With the goddamn garlic bread.
Yes.
Lasagna with the garlic bread, cousin.
Okay.
My goddamn baby's day out. What about you? I don't believe that you ain't thought about your answer this whole time. So I got the perfect question. No answers.
No, I was thinking about this because, like, for me, the hardest is probably going to be my movie. And it's like, I'm stuck.
Vampire movie.
What you say?
Vampire movie.
What vampire movie? 30 Days a Night?
Yeah.
No, it's not 30 Days a Night. I know I have so many movies that I love and watch. And it's like, how can you love all these movies? Because I do.
Splash.
Who?
Splash. Yeah, with Tom Hanks.
Boy, shut up. Watch your damn Splash. Fucking mermaids and shit. I fucking hate you. No, nigga. No.
Shit,
it's between, like, fucking Jurassic Park, of course.
Damn.
And, like, it's between,
not,
like.
That was not close.
Not at all. Nigga, no. Not at all. Talking about some Splash. And of all the movies for your ass to know, that's the fucking shit that you
my
call out.
My sister was such a girly girl, but she just beat everybody up.
Oh my god. No, it'll be definitely between really? Mannequin? Boy, shut up. Don't you name not another 80s movie. I cannot think with you. So Breakfast crazy. Club.
I thought it was a Dirty Dancing.
I love Dirty Dancing, but no. That's not. I only like the dance at the end. That's it. Everything else is slightly pedophilish.
I mean, they don't put baby in the corner.
She was a six. She was 16.
Was she?
Yes.
And that's not what that story was. And her dad was mad as hell.
So that's like, why he was mad.
I'm gonna come dance with your daughter, and there's nothing you can do about it. He's like, wait a minute. You gonna sit your ass down, old man? I'm about to touch your baby like she ain't never been touched.
Oh my god.
Patrick Swayze.
Boy, shut up. But no, it'll definitely be between fucking Jurassic Park, Jaws 3.
Ooh, that's good.
And probably Die Hard. I don't know if it's gonna.
The trilogy? I'll let you take the trilogy, all of them.
You'll let me take all five movies?
No, I'll let you pick a trilogy.
I'll just pick three out of all of them?
No, you get to take either the Jurassic Park trilogy,
oh,
the Jaws trilogy,
oh shit,
or the Die Hard trilogy.
Oh god,
I give you the whole pack because they make it in the pack. I see it. I work at my work.
Okay, so now I gotta pick my favorite one out of each. Okay, so with Jurassic Park, it had to be Jurassic Park 2 because Jeff Goldblum.
You have to take the whole thing.
I know that. What I'm saying is, I'm taking so Jurassic Park 2, and then we got Jaws 3, and then we got fucking. Damn. Do I like Die Hard 2 or Die Hard 3? Like, Die Hard with the Vengeance. I like Samuel Jackson. Right. Like, where the hell you going, McClane?
Yeah.
Okay. Die Hard with the Vengeance. I got Jeff Goldblum, Dennis Quaid, and Samuel Jackson.
So you're going to get some Samuel in your Die Hard, and you're going to get some Samuel in your Jurassic Park.
That's only in the first. Yeah, but yeah, I give him twice. I get Jeff Goldblum in two movies as well. Shite. This is hard. I'm probably going to go with... I think I'm gonna drop Die Hard. I think I'm gonna drop Die Hard.
So it's between Jaws and Jurassic Park?
Yeah, it's, yeah. I think I might have to go with Jurassic Park.
Tried and true. You ain't got one shark on this goddamn wall.
I don't have a Jaws thing, because the moment I can get one, it's...
Whatever.
I'll shut up.
You know who else ain't up here? McClane.
Neither I got a t-shirt, though.
You ain't got a McClane poster, and you ain't got...
First of all...
But you know who you do got?
Blue is only in the fucking last two movies. She's not in the first three Jurassic Parks.
You got your man's right there behind you, or your girl back there behind you saving the day. She right there.
The T-Rex?
Yeah, that's from the first movie.
She is.
She was the beginning.
She
started this gangster
shit. She started that gangster shit. Yes, she did. Okay, so movies would be Jurassic Park.
Food
would have to be... I get a main dish and a side dish?
I get it.
Okay.
They gotta go with each other. You get like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a burger and you get fries. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that's the combo, you know what I'm saying? You get what else?
It'll probably be spaghetti and catfish.
Fish and spaghetti.
Yeah, that'll...
Who make it?
My mama.
Yeah. People shipping you got the fish and spaghetti. That's what I want! It's all I need!
And then my album of 15 songs. Do I have 15? I was just like, I would have to kind of go through and pick like my absolute like top favorite artists.
Yeah, give me a couple of artists.
First of all, When I Taste Tequila is on the fucking list.
Man,
Dan and Shay.
Forever.
Cousin, they on the list. You know, you just made the list. Yes. On the list. Toni Braxton, on the list. Carrie Underwood, Celine Dion, on the list. Chris Daughtry, on the list.
Ricky Martin.
As much as I love Ricky Martin, no, he did not make the list. Enrique Iglesias, good, but no.
But no. Jennifer Lopez.
No.
Damn. No Latin stars.
No Latin stars.
Selena's?
Selena's? No Selena's. I love them, but they ain't gonna beat Celine. They're not gonna beat Celine Dion.
What about my bands?
Oh, damn.
It's in the Southern Story.
Who?
It's from downtown Harlem. She was raised in Spanish Harlem.
You mean fucking Carlos Santana?
Carlos Santana. I was getting to that part because it was played by Carlos Santana.
Cause what? What was that song?
Yeah, the guitar.
The guitar. What is that? Yours is Shree. That is terrible.
Oh, I can't make a guitar sound with my mouth. Because I'm not a guitar.
I fucking can't stand you. And because I have not to, and because that? I have to have rap music.
You don't have to.
I do. I have to have.
Oh, you stand for yourself. You
for myself, okay. I will have to have 2 rap songs.
Just 2?
I mean, everybody's limited. If I got 15 spots, so like I got a limited. You know, I got.
Hood, huh?
Hood, no. Fucking Jack Juan, nigga. Oh my god.
Oh.
Be the only person that has a fucking chicken. Listen.
Oh shit.
It's my shit, man. No.
Idiots.
Oh my god.
And that quarter more and the track more music.
If you must know, my 2 rap songs. 1 would probably be.
Oh shit.
I cannot deal with you.
What the fuck is that? Alright, I'm not playing with you. Go ahead.
One of my songs would be yours. I'm just trying to decide. It's either. It's between like Problem Drinker, Warp Drive, and Comic Book Beast 3.
Very different, you know.
Yeah, is they all very different.
Yeah, get a little bit of work.
So it'll be between one of my rap songs will be one of those songs, and then my other rap song will probably be like something, some Eminem or something.
You gotta make sure your man's doing that.
Marshall.
What song I'm liking from Eminem right now?
What?
Matt.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's a riff on there that is by that the way that he is on that beat like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when he was on that shit. Yeah. I was just like, y'all. Speechless. I don't know. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, so that's my
He still got it.
Mm-hmm. I never
I think the closer he gets to just not giving a fuck, that's what he was. That's where he started.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The more he sees that he don't have to give a fuck, the more I'm like, yo, this is
he a Libra, so sometimes as an air sign, sometimes we get in our feelings.
You air sign too?
Yeah. Aquarius is air sign.
Not your ass within the waters.
No. See, that's a misconception.
Don't do that.
it's a big misconception.
Is that something that you do when you say that word? Y'all can see that what she just did.
I
feel slightly disrespected.
It's just something I just have to do.
That's a misconception. I'm like, okay.
No, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius were the 3 air signs, and. In age, it's the Gemini is like the kid of the 3. Libra is like the teenager, and then Aquarius is the adult. And
I see that. That makes sense. Am I a kid or an adult? Look at you got the mind.
No, it's stupid. But for water signs, it's Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio, I think Scorpio is a water sign. Yeah. So it goes a Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio.
I'm a teenager. I can see that. I'm unruly. Argumentative.
Mm-hmm. Emotional.
Yeah, I think of that scene from Superstar where she just kept slamming that door.
that's funny. Sure.
Alright.
Yeah.
We get back in the car.
Yeah, they in the water. They in the water. Scorpio in the water. So yeah.
Come on, get back on the road.
Okay. So, but yeah.
So your food was?
My food was catfish and spaghetti.
Yes.
Catfish and spaghetti.
I have one.
Jurassic Park is my movie.
I like the other question better.
Okay.
I'm gonna say that one for another time.
All right.
Do we have any? Do you have a somebody? Yeah, somebody to say shut the fuck up to today.
This is actually a girl go to hell.
Oh.
I was scrolling, you know, the interwebs, Facebook, as I usually do daily, and came across this Amazon page for a book.
Who wrote it?
This white chick. Hold on.
Oh my God.
Let me go to it. Because I'm like, I need to say this to, so I can remember to talk about this bullshit. Now, where the hell is it? Ah, here we go. The name, Naomi Finley, wrote this book called A Guardian of Slaves, The Livingston Legacy. And this is what she has to say about the book. My goal in writing this series was to shine a unique light on a period of history where Southerners are generally perceived as abusive slave owners. This simply wasn't the case because plenty of Southerners were poor, illiterate, and couldn't even afford slaves. In truth, some owners unleashed unthinkable cruelties, but others worked to keep their slaves content, feeling a better profit will result. In the minority, where the Grimke sisters and my own character Willow disagreeing with the system altogether, despite being raised in a climate supporting its values. From our vantage point, there is a danger in looking at the negative exploits of the past and generalizing the actions of its participants. It is essential when painting a portrait of an era to share truth on the dynamic nature of all people involved. My job as a historical fiction writer is to depict the time period with unbiased accuracy and authenticity as much as possible based on documents and records. So I must find a balance in weaving historical data into a tale while still intriguing and connecting with my readers. I love history, but I don't want my audience to feel like they're in a history class when they read one of my books or novellas. The beauty of being an author is the freedom to craft stories within a historical context that keeps people turning the pages. These are the stories I gravitate to myself, and I want to share the same experience with my audience. I also feel it's my duty as a writer to honor and protect the truth of atrocities inflicted on enslaved people during the antebellum era. Many were stripped of their power in dehumanizing ways, but thankfully they rose from bondage to take a stand as more equal members of society. It is for this reason investing time into historical research is so vital to the work I do as an author. So this lady writes this book, and
what is the book about?
The book is about her living during enslaved United States in the South, and how all white people in the South didn't own slaves, and that all slave owners weren't bad slave owners, and they did everything they could to keep their slaves happy, to keep up work production. Bitch, what?
Because she wants to tell the good side of
slavery. Yes. And that she's a historical...
I would ask her to write from the perspective of a Nazi soldier who was just trying to put food on the table for his kids.
Ooh, cousin, that's good.
And then ask me if I'm being insensitive to a subject or a situation that happened. I'm like, it's a tough thing. You don't write from the other side, because the other side is perceived to be wrong. It don't matter if you were a good slave owner when you was taking people and you was looking, like, belittling them or whatever the situation was. I don't know, man. I wasn't there. I don't know. It was wrong. I don't like it. So I just keep it, like, you know, I'm not gonna get the book.
Yeah.
The book's not for me. If you just want a reason to write about people, the situation, and write from a perspective to try to say that, I mean, I don't even know how you do it, though. It just sounds silly.
Yeah.
You sound stupid. But there's people out there, I'm sure.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that there were white Southerners during the time who did not own slaves. Because, like, you know, it is true. A lot of them niggas ain't have money. But I would guarantee that all they asses was racist. So it didn't matter if you didn't own slaves. If you saw a black person, you wanted to shoot them in the face because you ain't like them. That don't matter. Only slaves don't matter if you still do that type of shit.
I don't know.
I
don't know what her book's about. I can't really speak on what she's talking about because I haven't looked at her book.
I just know that it's some foolishness. And you get a girl, go to hell, because nobody asked for this. not one single person.
Like, I wonder.
Right, I wonder. You know what I want to read?
I remember the book when we was growing up that they wrote that told the three little pigs from the wolf side of things.
Interesting. I never knew about that.
We read that.
Now, how did that go?
Like the pigs were just. Goddamn, I was just like, these pigs need to be
dealt with. Could you please stop building your houses in the middle of the road?
Remember the story. I just know that in the situations, like, things would happen and it would be like, oh, well, right, well, eat this pig.
Wow. It's
told from the wolf's perspective to make so it doesn't make him
make him not the bad guy.
Right, and he's wearing like glasses and everything, right. And like I don't even really understand why I'm the bad guy here and stuff. But, I mean, everybody wants to tell some type of story, but this is a story that, you know what I'm saying, this is pigs and wolves,
right?
Not people,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Because you're dealing with people's history. Like, you had to be careful what you write about, man. Because, you know, then you want to come out and say what you have the right to do. And you know, like, this book's not for me.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
And it's just, you know.
Don't pull that book out around me. Mm-hmm. Nah, I can't even. I'm not even going to say that. But that's just silly. I don't think. Nah, I will never have to deal with this book.
Yeah. Hopefully, I don't. It came across my eyes, so, you know, I was like, this will make something good to talk about. You know, the whole white savior complex in black stories is what
like what's gonna be projected.
It's like, you know, in this story it's this group of sisters, and even though they live in, you know, a very racist part of the country, they hold strong to their beliefs, and then they save this one slave boy, and like in my head that's what it's gonna be, and it's like because of them, you know, and them fighting back, we were able to change this one life, and it and then he grows up and ends up running into my ancestor,
who
is like
the blind side.
Yeah, it's like, shut the fuck up. Okay, yes, we know some of y'all niggas existed, i.e. white people who helped during slavery. Yeah, we know some of y'all were there, okay? Do you want a fucking cookie?
Yes.
Okay, well, go get one. Sit the fuck down.
We want you to watch us eat it.
No. Shut up. But yeah, that was my whole thing, was the, like, that whole white savior thing, which is hella annoying. But yeah, that's all.
Keep your stances on that shit to yourself if it's not what the main situation is. You know, you have to speak on it.
Right.
And the second you speak on it, then I had to look at you some type of way.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
So I don't want to have to look at you no type of way. Thank you.
Cousin, what? You said you got a question for me?
Cousin.
Yes, cousin.
Tell me something.
Okay, cousin.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
Yes.
Do you think you can feel, or, like, do you feel like you, like, have an attachment to what you may have been, or do you, like, feel like this might be your first run?
I don't know. Now, I've been told that that I've been here before. And I was like, that's interesting because, but the statement was that for me to be as young as I am, and I am young, don't get it twisted, I'm still young. But for as young as I am, that I know a lot, you know, like, logically and like common sense wise, like I know a lot. I always know like what to say, so that gave this person the idea that I potentially been here, because they was like thinking, you know, back when they were my age, you know, or hell, even them now, they was like, clearly I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, so I ain't been here before because I'm lost as hell still. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. But
you feel a connection to anybody that you met, like do you feel like with your siblings, or like do you feel like a connection, like maybe like you might have been there with them before? Do you feel like you've been, yeah, like do you feel like your souls have passed with anybody that you know?
That's a good question. I don't. Oh my god, this is gonna be so lame. The only one I can say is probably you.
Me?
Yep.
Where you feel like we was at, cuz?
I don't know, but we was just together.
I feel like I do believe, like I kind of believe in reincarnation. I can't say I'm like, yo, I've been here before. Like I've
right.
But I feel like that connection, like, we have like a really deep connection, like, and then like Daphne,
yeah,
I have a really deep connection. But like, I feel like me and Daphne were like somewhere fighting. Do you feel like you always been a girl?
Yeah.
I don't feel like Daphne always was a girl.
Yeah, I don't. Like, I don't know. I feel like I have, but yeah.
Like, I feel like me and Daphne was like I like that, like me and Daphne get around each other, and that connection is just like, it's parts where we just mesh so much, and it's like, and she just don't, and like, and she don't, and it feels like she don't even think.
Mm-mm.
And I'm like, but it could just be the way we was raised.
That's true.
You know?
But I do, in the sense of that, I'm like, it just kind of suck if you just like, you just had one life, you just went one time, it's like, that's it? It's no respawn, like, even on another part of the map?
Come back at something else.
Right. Damn, nothing? Oh, that's lame. I don't know.
Save that for a new episode.
Yeah.
But as reincarnation, I feel like that was a good one. We're gonna look more into this. Do you believe in reincarnation? Do you feel like you've been here before? Tell me your story.
Tell us your stories.
Tell me something. I'm listening. I like that.
You like that? Yeah. Send your questions, emails, comments, and concerns to cousintimepodcast@gmail.com. Our birthdays are coming up, starting with mine next week. Yep. So it will be a pre-birthday turn up on the podcast. I'm not giving away anything, so we ain't made enough money to do that yet. So
time. We giving away time.
Right. Y'all get to ask me anything. Birthday questions. Yay. If you know me, you know I love things like that. So, yeah, that's what we got going on. And that's it. So, I am She Cousin. and we will holla at you laters.